выбрали еще и том, Клоди Шнайдер, который покупает. Before, we're not going to go into the lomdus hakapana of the problem. Maybe two halakim, maybe that we weren't so marked on the kaburs. Maybe we'll a little bit there, but it's going to be the kol of the shmeitz. Zera klar talk for echad b'fanim. Nitzir shnei meirs metalis. The handling holds man. Shnei meirs metalis. What happens when there's a kifa by shnei meirs metalis? Reuven and Shimon are holding the talis. Isn't it? They went to Bezdin already. Then it's a choyku. Reuven grabs Shimon's chetzi the talis. What's going to be the halacha? Mavur in the Gemara, so we're going to break up this sugya, is three tziyurim. It's three tziyurim of tkifa b'shnayim eretz metalis. Is it tkifa with a tzvicha mitchila v'atzoif, that Shimon is savech mitchila v'atzoif? Is it tkifa with a shtika mitchila v'atzoif, that Shimon is shasak mitchila v'atzoif? And is, that's the Gemara sofik, is a case where Shimon is shasak v'soysak. It's called achas achas. First tziyur the Gemara has, is that what happens when Reuven is to take of the talis and Shimon is seviach mitchila v'atzoif? So the first klal in the sugya is mavur that by shnayim meirs and metalis tkifa zichah doesn't help by itself. Well, by tok v'koyin we have a sugya of tok v'koyin maybe ein moitzi in miyadik. Is it tzadavim moitzi in miyadik? By tok v'talis we'll use that to be able to be a shprachne. By tok v'talis zichah l'kuli alma moitzi in miyadik. That's the first klal in the shmayim. In that klal, that's a place. Sorry, it seems to be four mahalchim l'rishayim. Why is that true? Says, why is that true? Why we find the greiser yisoy in the sugya of tough v'koyin? We find the tfisa is a possible factor. Mahanias fakes. A moment, b'mokim. There's a suffix moment, and it's not clear. It's not clear. The chro, the shaila was mukher b'vaday. Tfisa is a factor. If someone is able to get one of the balei dvarim, is able to get a full mufzakis on the chayfitz. Is able to get a full mufzakis on the chayfitz. That usually that helps. So we see there's a tzad that helps. Even my number might see other, we'll see soon there are ways that it helps. So why tak is so borer that b'shnayim eretz metalis is also a suffix. Zem rekula shali v'zem rekula shali. Why is it so borer that tfisa doesn't help? That's the shayla. So we see via zed, we clearly find four malachim in the Rishayim. It's clear in the Furish and the Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rajba, they all say, al derech that la halacha we paske tok v'koyin moitzin miyadai. Here also by talis moitzin miyadai. The Ershta Zach we have is very chashim, the Binyan HaSugya, from these Rishayim. Now Mavur Be'etzem, they agreed to my question I just said. They agreed, Be'etzem Sugya Achat, Shnayim Erichs Metalis Gehert to the Sugya of Tok V'Koyim. L'gabi Wa'kavim Ma'av Dvar Mu'un. And Be'etzem, there's what to talk about. Reuven Be'etzem, when he comes to take the other Talis, his Tfisa should be a factor. We have to deal with it. Tfisa is a factor. The Maisa now, Reuven is a Sofik. And Reuven now is a Muchsik on the Talis. Epshir's Tfisa is all healthy. So I'm going to say, but the Maisa, we're going to go with the Tzad of Ein Meitzin. We're going to go with the Tzad of Meitzin Miyadai. Over here is the Chemaitzin Miyadai. This is the Sheet of Ramban, Ran, and Rashi. We Maisa have one Prat. They don't have time to mark this. It is Mashma that they hold that over here, Kuli Alma would hold Meitzin Miyadai. That's here, it's a more posher than Meitzin Miyadai from the Sugya of Tok V'Koy. And that's Marum is Beloshin Ramban, Behemshech. Whoa, what's the mile over here? Over here, there's a Bari, By Tok V'Koyin, the suffix was a Shema V'Shema. Even the first Baldova, the first Muxik was a Shema. The first Muxik was a Shema. Over there, there was a number of holds. Tfiza helps. And ain't Moitzin Miyadai. Over here, where Shimon was, Shimon Tainer Kula Shali, and Reuven grabs him. Shimon Tainer Kula Shali. Kuli Am over here says that it's Moitzin Miyadai. Abaham Mias is Mavur, that it's scared to the Sugya of Moitzin Miyadai, ain't Moitzin Miyadai. Another Rishayin Melchor, it's Mukhin Ishtazai. Starting in the Rosh and the Rambam, the Rosh Hashita. Soon we're going to have a Tfisa of a Tainas Bari helps. By Tfisa, when the talk for Kain, when the Tainas Bari, Kula Alma agrees. So the Fidu Rosh, we cannot say over here the reason why Tok Fatalis doesn't help is because of Maitzi and Miyadai. It's a Kenishai. Tok Fatalis is with the Bari. It's Kenishai. The Rambam also paskins, ain't Maitzi and Miyadai. The Chalal of the Rambam, you can't say the reason why with Baitalis is because of the Sugya of Tok Fakai. So it seems that there's at least two of Malachim, we want to add on a fourth Malach. First Malach Akhar Mekem Kenzogin is Alpida Kunsh Dasfakis, Beis Hay. Kunsh Dasfakis is a big Yisoid, which is very Nagayat, Tok Fakoin, also in the Klal Ishmaitz of Tok Fakoin. And that which we mentioned before, that there's a Musik, a Tfisa should maybe help Dasfakis. And there's a whole Sugya of Tok Fakoin, Mitzim Yadai, Inu Mitzim Yadai, Rishonim have the Klalim, Bari maybe helps, Tfisa, all kinds of Klalim. It's only Zokta Kunsh Dasfakis. It's only when there's a Sufik Lefanein, it's a Lashon of Kunsh Dasfakis. Only when there's a Klal Sufik Lefanein. If by Nasker Baba, someone tiny is, I go and I grab Yaakov's jacket and I say it's mine. Avada, there's no sugya of Tok V'Koyin in Tok V'Koyin. There's no tzofik l'fanein. Oh, that's a good question. The shaila is now, what's the taich of Sofel Kefanim? What's the Hagdor of Sofek Lefanein? Kinir the Ramban and the Ran and the Rajba, they were mashve, they said a Sofek Lefaneinu is enough. If Ayyadei Tain Reseyem by Shnayim Baris Matal, it's also a Sofek Lefaneinu. Noch the Tain is a Kula Shali V'Kula Shali. It's a Sofek Lefaneinu, that's also a Sofek Lefaneinu. Or Ken Zayin, Bedas, Ken Zayin, you can Metziya, Bedas, a Rosh. So B'Ksmuch Chmach, this Rashi, these other Shitas. That they hold, maybe a Sofek Lefaneinu, the Dargis Tokfa Koin is only by Sofek Adjordam Amayinu. Only a suffix that's noilan me'atzmoi. The Rishonim for it. The Ritva later on the Rashba, they call Tokfa Koin a suffix gomer, suffix to noilan v'shus abaylim. It's a suffix that's noilan me'atzmoi, not a p'tan isayim. Kenza and the Rosh, they hold that by a suffix shenoilan y'deitan isayim, that's shnayim arif metalis, there will b'chlal be no shmuz of Tokfa Koin me'tzim miyadim. And over here, everyone holds me'tzim miyadim. Everyone holds me'tzim miyadim. If there's no suffix of anenu, there's no musig of tfisa mahanya. We're going to refer to the sprach of tfisa mahanya. Is a chiddush that was mavur in the sugya tovgur and tefisa mahani tefisa is a factor. Kenzan, that's only when there's a suffix of jor demoyne lefisa zushana. That's a tzveita mahalach we have. A third mahalach, and this is a klar, this is a mafurish mocker from the Rosh, Baba Basra, the Islamish, he learned this way. But based on what the Kunshis Vegas brings from his brother, B'chaim Koin, in Bey Zayin, another klar in the sugya of Tafu Koin. It may be the all needin of the man number holds in Mitzin Miyoda is only when he comes to take from a Mamitz Michal Rai from a Muchzik. In the sugya of Tafu Koin, the psak was a Mitzin Michal Rai, Muchzoch, is Cheskes Mom. What happens when there's a psak yachloiku? Very often, in cases of sveika dedina, sometimes when the money is by a third person, if you sumches mana motu besofik, what's going to be? Is tfisa going to help him yachloiku? So he brings taisus in the rush. Beetsam and b'yisro b'asim avur levadanat. That by yachloiku there's a hecher eschus loyabin acher eschusa. Tfisa helps to chepper to tamper when the rishon, let's say Shimon was zeichem idim mechzakis. When Shimon was zeichem idim mechzakis, Reuven could change. If Reuven changes the mechzakis, that's a factor to maybe to change the psak. Oh, but when Shimon was zeichem idim yachloiku, even if Bezdin considered the mechzakis as a siba for the psak, if at the end of the day the psak is yachloiku, why does Shimon have it now? Shimon has it because yachloiku. He has a schus called yachloiku. A tefisa doesn't talk to yachloiku. The Russian Baba Basra clearly says he's talking about a case of Kaisel Shanafel, and he says it's not doime to the case of Tokfa Echmanenu doesn't help over there, it's Yachloik. It's clear in the Rush that the reason why he held it, why it's Pasha Tokfa Talis, Mitzi and Miyadoi, is because there's already Chal Luschus Yachloik. The Fidu is Tumahalchim, the Sugya of Shneimer's Naz doesn't have anything to do with Tokfa Koi. So for three mahalachim, he had a fourth mahalach, which we're going to come back from Cheshbon. We wanted to be matziel, if Rashi, a new mahalach. If Rashi is possible, there's a new reason why it's poshit. By tzoveach, why is it poshit? Again, we're dealing with, why is it poshit? Tokfa talis doesn't help you for tzoveach. There it says Rashi has a mechudish tegashit in the sugi of tokfa koin. We saw Rashi has a mechudish tegashit. The Rashi is that stein that the whole machloik is tokfa koin. Moitzim yodem mitzvim yodem is talking about when the Yisrael wasn't tzoveach. If the Yisrael was there in a tzoveach, also, it doesn't help. So be'etzim lefi Rashi, the kushim make karl esa, Rashi sheet is. When there's a tzvicha, no one holds. And we tight stuff that Shita's Rashi is, that's Rashi, that's Rashi, is that when you're tzveach, we see a ma'isa chatifa. We don't even deal in Hilchas Mamas. This is the word in Rashi, we're saying a b'kitzer. We don't deal in Hilchas Mamas. We don't say the talis belongs to you or not. We see someone holding a talis. We see someone holding a bechor. You come and take it, and yet it's tzveach. Bezin says, tzarik. Bezin's like shoytrim then. Bezin says, they saw my ma'isa chatifa. We can't, we're not, we have to put it back where it is. So if you're Rashi, that's the reason why. That's poshit. We are going into the sugyo. Talk to Koin Metzim Yod and Metzim Yod. Is a Maisa Hatif?
Even if he's tripus with the Bori and his Bori?
Could be, it doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with Maisa Hatif, Bekoyach. The Lashon in both sugyos is Tokfa. Tokfa is a Maisa Hatif, Bekoyach. Someone takes something Bekoyach, Rashi, Madrish Bekoyach. Someone takes something Bekoyach and someone Tseveach, we put it back where he took it from. This is the four Mahalchim, I want to do. Four Mahalchim. In this the first clown, the sugya of Tokfa Neinu, by Tokfa Betalis, Tokfa Talis Zichr doesn't help, yet four has Boris Y. Oh, so get right to the other extreme. The other tzir we had is, but what is when Shimon is Shosach Mitchil Vatsoy? When Shimon is Shosach Mitchil Vatsoy, state Mefurish, the Gemara, it's Poshet, the Avada, Reuven's Kifa does help. Reuven's Kifa helps when Shimon Shosach Mitchil Vatsoy. That we saw there's two Mahalachim in the Rishonim. The more Poshet Misfar, the Mahalach is the Ritva. And the sugya, and the Torah brings b'shem Rosh, the Masori Baal Peh from the Rosh, and they said the reason why b'shasim etchil atzoyif Reuven zeich and the Talis said does baldin, very simple, it does baldin. Shtika kaidah, there's no tzad chazir rabbanu. Said does baldin. Of other, we now know based on Shimon's haidah that the Talis belongs to Reuven. Zok the Ritva and the Rosh. Lefi that, of other, Edom doesn't help anymore. If Shimon's going to bring Edom now, the Talis said does baldin. Yosef may Edom. That's one mal. But we boyed from the Rashba, from the Ran, the Rashi, Zadik, and the Meiri, it's come out Mefurish and the Rambam, that they all seem to hold that even Shasak, Zadik and the Rambam, it's not Mefurish and the Rambam, that Kenzen they hold even my Shasak Mechila Vatsoiv, the reason why Ruvain is Zoich is not Mikoy Chaydos Baldin. They hold the shtik of Haidar and Arsuga never has a Torah Haidar Baldin. Can never have a Haidar Baldin. He's not saying something clear. We're buying based on his reactions. It's not Haidar Baldin. So what is it yet? What is it yet? So it seems to be based on the next Sugya. The mile of Shasak Mitzchil of Hatzoy, the reason why Reuven Zoich is because Bezdin now sees a one sided interior. Beforehand, Bezdin saw two people, Reuven and Shimon, both tiny Kulashili. Now Shimon is dropping his tiny. Could be there's no Haidar Baldin, a Klar Birur that he said, I'm saying clearly that Yenab is lost. I mean, Zichur not tiny Kulashili anymore. Once Bezdin in the Shneimers Metala sees only Reuven's Taina, Bezdin's Machriya the Dinter, Shneimersen is no more than Shneimersen. Shneimersen is only answer to this two Toyin. Once there's only one Toyin, once there's only one Toyin, and Bezdin the Bada Machriya of Yenna's Taina, of Reuven's Taina. Well, that's the din of Shosuk Mitchilavad Soy. The confusing case, and that's the Sugi Zagamora, and that's the Sophic Gemara, is the case of Shosuk Musoy Savach. That's clear tomorrow, that was a Shal of Reb Zer. Talk for Ephemaninu, Shosuk Musoy Savach, what's going to be the halacha? It ends up being a Bible, the Ifshito. What's going to be the halacha? The Gemara says the Tutzad. Are we going to say that he was relying on the Rabbanan? Since he was besovech at the end, obviously he doesn't. It's not hoydo bechlal. It's not hoydo bechlal. It's the poshut side of the field chazir Rabbanan. It's not hoydo bechlal. If it's not hoydo bechlal, so we're back with a tkifa bevad. We only have a tkifa. The tkifa doesn't work. Or no, maybe oydo do yile. No, the fact that he didn't scream right away, it seems like really oydo yile. That's the sofik of the Gemara. On the side of oydo yile, he can be zoich. So let's discuss this side of Oidu Adile. What's the side he's zeichet? What's the side that he's zeichet in the Talos? And the Iker Sofik over here is, it seems to be there are two factors here. There's a Tkifa with a Hoidah. There's a Tokfa Lefaneinu and there's a Hoidah. What is the Iker reason why he's being zeichet in the Talos? He's being zeichet in the Talos because of the Hoidah of Shimon by Shasab Sesavach? Or is he being zeichet mitzad the Hoidah? So what came out is, most Rishonim seems to be that the Iker factor is the Tkifa. The first Rai is from the Bryce. The Gemara says that the reason on the tzad of Shosuk Gemara brings a raya, the Shosuk say Sovach is considered a duy delay because the Brisa says I'm oitzim echlav a raya. So first of all, halach lemaisa is mavur that when Shimon is Reuven is zoicha after Shosuk say Sovach, it helps a raya. First halach is that Shimon brings a raya, mavur helps a raya. If Lu Yitzur he's zoicha, Reuven was zoicha because of Haido, why does it help a raya? That's the first. But we said more, and this is even a stronger diak. And this diak you can't get out of this first din I said you could be the Bach has a way to get out of this. But the Brisa and the duy, the reason why he gets it is because I'm oitzim echlav a raya. The Braisa says, how did it say over the din that Reuven wins now? It says, Hamoitzi Mechel Harai. If Meduik is not coming Mikoyach HaVaidah, if he's coming Mikoyach HaVaidah, you don't say Hamoitzi Mechel Harai, you say, Hokamoidele. The Braisa should say, Reuven gets the Talos, of a Yoitzu, Talos Yoitzu, Mitachas Yarechon, Hokamoidele. The Braisa says, Hamoitzi Mechel Harai. It's Meduik that the Iker Koyach is Muchzokas. We brought a tremendous riot, we'll see soon what it means. The whole Sugya, if you remember, we showed him of Higdisha, the Summer, when we're talking about Higdisha, is based upon this also. That the Iker Koyach of Shosuk Tzei Sovach, even on the Tzad of Oidilei, is coming from the Mechzokos, from the Tfisa, is a Koyach called a Tfisa. What does that mean? So again, the reason why we don't have a full Haidah of Shosuk Tzei Sovach could be totally on the previous Machlokes Rishonim we said, but we had another reason, the Rashi will cover this later on, that Shosuk Tzei Sovach is Zichr not Haidah Gemur. It's a Haidah with a hesitation. Pashtis looks like he's Moida, but at the end of the day, he was Sovach. We Zichr see a hesitation. We Zichr see a hesitation. Well, I keep giving this marshal, it's like someone said, Moshe comes and demands me $100, and I say, Stomach, it's not Hoidah's Baldin Brura. You see a hesitation, you can't say this Hoidah's Baldin. It's not Hoidah Brura, Yesh Lodin. You saw the hesitation. Shosvay Sovach, we zikr see, it can't be Hoidah Gemur. So what is it yet? What it does is, it helps out the Tfisa. We saw, if many of you shine it, we started the psycho over here today. That the tfisa is a factor even in Shneisim Shneim Moitzim Metalos. Be'etzim tfisa besveikas. There's a musig of tfisa besveikas. Sometimes we say ain moitzin miyoder. When Reuven comes and he comes and he tries to bring out his tzad sofik in the talos. He has a tzad sofik in the talos. And duch tfisa he tries to take it out. So we saw that by Shneim Moitzim Metalos the loch is be'etzim moitzin miyoder. But maybe now shosab say sofach might help. Shosab say sofach might be mashve, might create that the loch all of a sudden is. Ain moitzi in miyoda, and be'emes is a valid gadiyik. And I mentioned that the first kabur, but let's lush in the mar later on. Mamish, when the mar says over, then tim salayim are gadisha. When it says over the tzad, the talk lef of anenu helps. Lush in the mar is in tim salayim. Talk lef of ain moitzi in miyoda. As they zok in as a din. In tim salayim, shas b'say savach shavei shaloi. Ain moitzi in miyoda. The mar mamish uses the same exact sprach as the man omer talk for kain ain moitzi in miyoda. So we're Matziel, if you really want to, if either Ramban, Ran, Rajba, and Rashi, they all learned the Shasa Klipsay Savach, whose all it's doing is, it's taking this tkiva, that without the Shasa Klipsay Savach, without the Tzad Hoida, without this Hoida, this Tzad Hoida, the halacha would have been Maitzi and Miyadai. Now it's saying, Ein Maitzi Miyadai. That's what it's doing. I don't want to be marked it that way. How does it do that? How does the Shasa Klipsay Savach exactly be Mitzdarf and combined it to the Tfisa, to the Mechzokas, to make it an Ein Moitzi Miyadai? That I would like to wait. I think there's four Mahalchim. In fact, there's four different, there's four Shinuyim. In fact, based on each one of the Rishonim I just said, there's four different ways to say it. I don't want to wait to see it the next day of Yudisha. It's Pratim, each one has its own Knech. But the Klal Lishmaitz, we have four Rishonim, is that they learn Shasa B'Sei Savach is, it combines with the Mechzok to allow you to be a Mechzok. Without the Shasa B'Sei Savach, if you stam grab it, we say, we don't want you to be a Mechzok, Moitzi Miyadai. But all of a sudden, Shasa B'Sei Savach, it says, if there's a Tzad Haido, we see your Mechzokas. Now the halacha is ein moitzi miyodei. That's the lashon of the brisa. Hamoitzi mechavel avaraya. Hamoitzi mechavel avaraya. Now we see your tzad sofik that you originally tiny kula shali. Now we see it b'toras mechzokas. Now you're not just tining it on the other. Yet the end is chetzi vitalis. Now you're holding b'toras mechzokas. Now we're in mezakeh that. That's the mahalach of these four yishanim. So avada raya helps better, and avada the kirk's only have mechzokas. What's a big nafkamina ladina? The feed this tzad only if he's holding it is shasim b'sofik gonna help. If Lu Yitzur, Reuven makes a tefisa on the talis. Let's say he does an action. He pulls it. Our marshal was. We'll see here later. But if he does an action, the Be'etzin brings out a shasim b'sei sava. He pulls it with a pole. But halachically, it's not cool that he's holding it. Mitoris mechzokas. He's not going to win. He's not going to be. Reuven's not going to get the talis. I shasim b'sei sava. No, shasim b'sei sava is only going to help you to make your muchzik. And as much as your muchzik, we'll now see. I'm waiting to make a lover. That's the fee. All these we showing you. The fee. Kamer. We're going to see pratim with Shinuyim in this Mahalach, but we saw clearly in the next sugya that Toisvus and the Toisvus Rosh, when we speak about Daniel, but Toisvus Rosh learns like Toisvus, Toisvus, Toisvus Rosh, and both Ritzvus, they argue. They're clearly that the even on the Tzad of Shosub Seik Savach, the Iker factor is the Hoidah itself. Not like we said before. We said before there are two factors. There's the Tfisa and the Hoidah. What's the Iker factor that's causing the Schi in the moment? We just said, Lefi, all these Rishonim, previous Rishonim, the Iker Koyach is the Tkifa. It's Muchach, but that's a Ritva, the Toisus, both Ritvas, the Chadash and Ritva Yishonim, the Toisus and the Rosh, that they held not like that. I would, the Yukim, you have to answer a little to Yukim. They held that by Shosim Sei Sofa, the Hidah itself is going to work, and we'll see it soon, there's a Tzir that they hold, even if Reuven is not holding the Talis, but if somehow Reuven could cause Shimon to make a Shosim Sei Sofa, Reuven's still going to be Zorich in the Talis, because it's a Hidah. It's going to be a Hidah. They held that there's a Hidah. We want to the Leksu, this is Nagia to the first part, the Ken Zayin, Yesh Dvar Begoy. Why did they have to learn that way? Based on, we just sped with the first part, the Psicha today. We spoke about, there seems to be a Machoikas, does Shnai Moichs Metalis Bechlal Geher to the Nidan of Tokfakoyin? It says, is it a Sofik that there's a Din, that's Chal Sofik Gomor, or Akapanim, right now Shimon was only Zoich in a way that Reuven has a Tzad Kifa, Reuven has a Tzad Sofik in Shimon's Chilak of the Talis that could be brought out by a Tkifa, that could be brought out by a Mechzokas. We saw Kamer Rishonim, they stole two, the Ramban, Rajban, and Ram, they all stole two the sugyas. Just say over here it's more Poshin Maitzin Miyadai. But we see that they hold the Etzim, it's Gehertzi and the sugya. We see Tfis as a factor, that's what we call it. Tfis could be a factor, a potential factor in Shnai Mirzim Metalis. Just crowd it, Maitzin Miyadai. In Rashi, we also said potentially, it also could have been a factor. Rashi held, doesn't start, we can't start down in the sugya when there's a Tficha, there's a Maitzin Hatifa, but maybe it could be a factor. All those Rishonim, therefore it's possible to say, that Shosek Chabzei Savach says that this Tfisa does help. It's Geher to the Sugi of Tafel Koin. It will cause now, this will be a Tafel Koin in Maitzin Miyodin. But the Rosh and Toisvus, the Ritzel, we don't know who's day in the Sugi, the Ritzel got him a little stuck with. But the Toisvus and the Rosh, Utaka, in Baba Basra, they say that by a case of Yachloiku, there's a Klal of Lo Yapsin Achas Chusoy, they say that when there's a Psak Yachloiku, it's Geher to the Sugi of Tafel Koin. Taste us, what does that mean in Irish Brach? It means that there's no Tzad Sofik. After it's Paskin the Yachloiku, your tzad sofik is not nageya. Even if there's a sofik in the veld, in the loft, the tzad sofik that Reuven still owns the talis is not nageya. It's not nageya because Shimon already got it b'toris yachloiku. There's no way Reuven can bring out his tzad sofik. A tkifa doesn't talk to yachloiku. A tkifa talks to maitzvah chavar. A tkifa doesn't talk to yachloiku. So Toises and the Rosh Lishitosa and the Ritva Kenzing on the gang, they couldn't learn shosu b'leis sofik as just a hechatimsa to bring out the tkifa. They have to learn tkifa is not a factor. Lefi Toises and the Ritva, tkifa is not a factor in Shnei Meizim Talis. Tkifa is not a factor b'chlal. The most kifa is, it could be just the hechatimsa to elicit a reaction that Shimon should react. It could cause him now to make a haidah. Now the haidah gives it to me. Comes a very geschmack, the chlor of the shitasim and how they learn the sugya. Oh, that's the sugya of Tokfei Chazon Enenu. Just to speak out the halacha. an aloha, there's all the pratim, time to go into the Ran has his kneesh, how he learns the suffix, ayin shom, I mean, mitzayin, that Ran. There's another Mar Mokum, you have to look, the Rambam talks about what happens if it's chazer. If it's chazer, chotfa, Shimon goes back and grabs the talis. There's a machalikas Rambam and arrive in the Torah. If it helps, the tkifa, the Rashba goes like the Rambam, Shar bel falfel, if he was it. Well, just to speak al aloha, the Gemara, in the Maiz, the Gemara is lo ifshita, this bay is lo ifshita in the Gemara. The Rambam brings it down in the Paskins, that aloha is by tokfa, and shosuk, say sovach. Aloha is that Shimon, Reuven can keep the talis. Reuven can keep the talis. The Magadishan has two possibilities. Either Zok the Magen Mishnah, it's a Sofik, and we Sofik, we're going to pass in, that we Sofik is in Shimon Reuven's hand now, we're not going to be Moitzi, as I look at my sister in Rashba, that's what the Rashba says. The second possibility, the Magen Mishnah says, that maybe the Rambam was Machriya, the Bavada, we pass in Hoidu Oidule, we correct the Intim Salaimah in the next Sogi. Since the Mara says Intim Salaimah, talk for coin, by talk for Lefanenu, ain't Moitzi in Miyoda, the Rambam pass in Bavada, like the Tzad of Hoidu Oidule. That's the sugi of Tachat Avonenu. Let's now go to the sugi of Gedisha. Tzveit sugi is a sugi of Gedisha. The Gemara declares, what's the halacha if by Shnayim Ma'is and the Talis, the Gemara starts off, what does the halacha of Reuven, instead of grabbing the Talis, Reuven was Magdish the Talis. It's Magdish the second half of the Talis. Sorry, Pashup Shah, we're talking about the second half of the Talis. If Reuven is Magdish the second half of the Talis, what is the halacha? The Gemara Zoktis Metak Dom. The Gemara intertwines this, interlaces it with the previous sugi. The Gemara says, if Lu Yitzur, we paskin. That talk for echel fanenu by shasik b'soy savach is moitzin miyada. There's no shail. There's no mokum to cleric dish. There's no mokum to cleric dish. There's a case of shasik nitchil v'atzoyf. That's not gonna help. We need that shasik b'soy savach. Only if the halacha is shasik b'soy savach, the halacha is that we say ain moitzin miyada. Then we could clear the shaila of of gedisha for works or not. That's the psicha, the agdoma to the sugi. We're gonna get back to explain that a little bit. Agdoma to the shaila of gedisha. What is the Shaila HaGdisha? What is the Shaila HaGdisha? So, clearing if Reuven can make a Hegdish. To make a Hegdish, you need Bayis. Spoke about this then. You have to start. In order to, the Hegdish has to be able to be. Vichal, comes me Koyach Bayis. Where is Reuven? He wasn't yet taken for it. Where is Reuven's Koyach Bayis in the Suffolk of HaGdisha? So, that's a Chayis Machalikis Rishonim. Start of a Toysis. Toysis is the most clear in this part of the Sugya. Toysis says it's a Suffolk of an art. The Shaila HaGdisha is a Suffolk of an art. Shaila HaGdisha is. Where are you going to get his bialas mikoyach lohaydo? Maybe the same way when Reuven grabs the talis of Shimon, it elicits a reaction for Shimon. Shimon should scream, and if he doesn't, we're in a boya hoydo. When Reuven is magdish the talis, Shimon samirosil gvoik shirosil hedit. So it's as if he's grabbing the talis, Shimon should have contested. And if Shimon didn't contest, so there's a hoydo. There's a hoydo. The tzad that Reuven's going to own the talis is a hoydo. The fact that Shimon's moida. Reuven's not holding it. And we spoke at many Rishonim hold that Shosuk B'Zei Savach is not a factor by itself. Shosuk B'Zei Savach only helps. Even on the Tzadet HaHoidah, the HaHoidah only helps. So Shtein Toys Mafurish and all these Toys in the Ritva, they learn this way in the Toys Rosh, that HaHoidah by itself works by itself. If Ad Kama, he has to react to a Hegdish like a Tkifa, it's going to be a HaHoidah. And it's considered that Shimon's holding the Talis for Reuven. And if Shimon's holding the Talis for Reuven, Reuven could be among the shit. That's the Tzad that Hegdish will work. The second side is, you know, Words are words. Even though halachically, Amirasim going so that, but it's not a physical tkifa. Avada Shimon is not going to react the same way to a physical to a hegdish as it is to a physical tkifa. And if he the second side, there's no hoida. So mele, there's no tzad hegdish. Pashut, there's no tzad hegdish. There was never tzad hegdish. That's a balabatish shaila lefi toisus. And often our shaila is shtika hoida. And the important factor to remember is lefi toisus. The bialis is miyusid af the hoida. The bialis in order to make hegdish and the shaila of hegdish lefi toisus is miyusid af hoida. There's no other tzad bialis. Only mikoyach the hoida. No shtein toisus. Pshat, the Hemshel of the Sugya, the more brings the Sveikas of Mesusa, Susa, and the Sufik of Bukhar. The Fitoisvis, maybe the Hemshel of the Sugya is also Daling Shtika Kaida. So, Zakhtar Rishonim, the Rishonim Redi Tanya, and Bukhar Toisvis agrees to this, that you can't say that because by Bukhar it's not Shayach Shtika Kaida. If you want to say the whole Hegdish is based on, is Meyusid, is coming from Hoida, by Bukhar it's not Shayach Shtika Kaida, the Bailam doesn't know. The Bailam also wasn't dear Bashas the Leda Mamish to be Shayach Bashas the Leda when the Isser Giza Vavoid is Chal. So it can't be based on Shtika Koyda. The Ritva and the Ritva Yishan and the Apella, you have to learn them up. They take a learn over. There's also Shtika Koyda. They ask the question, Ayin Shom, but they say it's not clear. Aber Toysis and the Toysis of Rosh both say, En Chanami, you're right. The Sugya of Mesusa and the Sugya of Bechor is not a Hemshech Terasuri. But Etzem, and this Shaila, and this Protistika Shaila, do we deal with a Hegdish as a Maisat Kifa? That Shimon has to react to it like a Maisat Kifa? The Gemara Be'etzem is push it. The Gemara is not going to deal with it. The Gemara ignored it. Why? Dr. Toysis, we have, the Mepharshim explained, we had a Kabbalah that the Shaila Mesus was talking about the Ushtika. The Shaila Mesus was talking about the Ushtika. And the Sugya doesn't record with it, Bechlal. The rest of the Sugya, the Gemara is going to handle another Shaila. The Gemara is going to handle if you have a we'll see soon. If you have the fact that you could grab it, that gives you a Koyach Hekdash. The Gemara is not going to handle the fact that, what I mean, Shimon was already Moedit. The biggest rise is the Maskon is Asugi. The Maskon is Asugi, the Gemara says, by Mesus, it's not Hekdash because it's any Yochel Haitzi B'dayonim. What do you mean it's any Yochel Haitzi B'dayonim? If Shimon was Maskim, it's Yochel Haitzi B'dayonim. I see from the Hemshech Asugi that the Gemara didn't deal with it in a Shtika. So the Gemara was pushed right away. Be'etzem, right away, or from the Teich, from the Maskonis HaGemara, that Avada, we don't treat Shtika, we don't treat Hegdish like Tkifa. What's going to be the Shaila of Mesusa? Another Shaila, we'll see soon. There's going to be another Shaila. All the Rishonim, besides Toises, again, Toises, Rosh, and the Ritvas, Ramban, the Rajba, the Ran, the Rashi, is Mefurish and Rashi, they weren't happy with this. They learned this one Sugi. I mean, the Mara brings a Tarshma, it sounds like the Mara is being mitzaref, and connecting the suffix of Masus and Bechuris to the suffix of Agdisha by Talis. It sounds like it's all one grace of suffix. So it can't be Shtika Kaida. Once you learn it's one suffix, that automatically forces you to say that we're not dealing with Shtika Kaida, because by Shtika by Bechuris and Shtika Kaida. So Vos is the Shaila. This is one of the most Alum Chelix of the Sugga, Alum Chelix of the Sugga. And we tell you, the Rashi and the Ran is a Remez, and we're saying the Rishivas, they all learn this is a Shaila. The Shaila was Alum the Shaila. Do we say, and the Lashon the Gemara is, Alfal Pish Loi Tokva, if you Disha, Beloi Tokva, it's Lashon Mark, Disha Beloi Tokva. Seems to be the Shaila of the Gemara was, since I have a Schus to make a Tkifa, what they call a Schus Tkifa, that in the case of Talis, I have a Schus to make a Tkifa. If we hold Shasuk Kupsay Savach helps, Shasuk Kupsay Savach enables a Tkifa. If I have a Schus Tkifa, through the fact of Shasuk Kupsay Savach, maybe my Schus Tkifa allows me, gives me balance to Hegdish. What's meant to pshat? Let's go derech binyan. So first, aleph beis. What does it mean schus tkifa? Why is schus tkifa a factor here? Lamai said then there's schus tkifa's potential. I could get it, but right now I don't have it. Right now I don't have it. So we marked in the pe'etzem in the sugya of grace. He's saying in the sugya. The pe'etzem we're dealing with in the sugya gedisha. We're only dealing with a tzad sofik hegdish. We're not trying to make the statement portion tesis and the ram. We're dealing with a tzad sofik hegdish. We're not trying to make a full hegdish. So pe'etzem he has sofik. Sofik he does have bilus by talis of other. We know for sure that Shimon's talus. We know for sure we pass in Yachloiku. That's a psaki, each Rishon with his mouth. We know for sure it's Shimon's talus. Maybe it's Shimon's talus. So what's the need in the sugi if you make a hegdish? The third is the Tanai called Rishus. It's not enough to have bailis klapi shmai. It's not enough that Reuven maybe owns chetzi of the talus. Reuven has to have bailis over his chetzi of the talus. And this is the psich of the sugi. And since it's chalasophic in all the cases, in the case of talus, in the case of Mesusa and Bechor, in all three cases, it's chalasophic. There's someone else that's tining, that's challenging my bialis in the Sufik. There's another mensch that's challenging my Sufik in Bezdin, and it was recognized by Bezdin. This challenge was recognized by Bezdin. And Mikoyach Yen is tining right now. I can't just go and access my bialis. I can't just go and use my bialis the way it is right now. Even by Kolom Gavar, until I make a Gvira, until I make a Gavar. Right now my moment is Mubit of a Sufik. So now there's a Chilik, there's a Chasar and Rishus. There's a Chasar and Rishus. So that's the need in the sugya. I have to get back my rishus. I don't have rishus. It was masal. The sofik took away my rishus. Presently, right now, it took away my rishus. I have to get back my rishus in order to make a hegdish. How am I going to get back that rishus to make a hegdish? There we have something called a schus tkifa. Maz is schus tkifa. What is a schus tkifa? So schus tkifa is based on two steps. It's based on two steps. First step is shasib se sofik. I have to have the ability to be etzem extricate, to get my bialis, my tzad bialis out of the sofik. Right now it's besofik and it's not recognized. I have to have the ability some way, in Olam Hazeh, in the Harechas HaMishpat, better said, in the Harechas HaMishpat, to take out my Tzad Sofik. And this I want to add in the Kuda, this is beside God in the whole Sugya. And this is where you see there's a Musa called a Tzad Sofik. And the whole Sugyas we're dealing with, every time we're dealing with the Sugyas of Schus Tkifa, even though there's a Sofik Halam Bezdin, and Bezdin Pasken, HaMoitz Mechlevereh right now, Bezdin Pasken Yachloiku, but the Tzad of Reuven in the Sofik never left. The Tzad of the Kohen in the Sofik never left. It's lying there dormant. Be'etzem, it's a Sofik Gomer in all these cases, or it's a Sofik Ayadei Tanei Seyem Lefis Kamer Yishenim, has the same mile as a Sofik Gomer. So Reuven's sad Sofik, it remains dormant, it remains there. If he has a way to pull out that sad Sofik, and take that same, there's a big doggish, that same sad Sofik that I had before, that right now is not recognized, and position it, and bring it, and add in it, Muchzokus, that's why Muchzokus is the key to Schus Tkifa. If I turn that same thing and I turn it into Muchzokus is not a new Siba. Muzokas is never a new Siba, it's not a Raya, there's no new Raya manning into the case. It's not even a Tzad Hoidah. The Muzokas is just taking the same exact Tzad Sofik I had before and turning it now, representing it with a Muzokas. I'm also Toifis now. If I have a way to do that, that's called the Schus Kifa. That's called that I kept alive my Tzad Sofik. If my Tzad Sofik is dormant, then there's no way to be brought to the fore, there's no way to be accessed. So then there's something there, it's Tzad Sofik, but it's never. It's a valley, you don't have Shlit of that, it's gone. Safik took it away. But if I have a way to bring that out, then I have a schus tchifa, and I have that in the Safik, I have that lesson in the Safik, I have the schus tchifa in the Safik. What builds the schus tchifa? Aleph, what builds the schus tchifa? I have to have a potential to get the top. In the case of Bechar, right now we're going with my number top for coin, ain moitzin the other. The tchifa by itself, where it works. By the case of Mesusa, Kol Dolom Gavar, if you those who shunim, I could go grab it by itself. By Talis, it's more confusing. That's why it's telling in the previous sugya. I need a case of Shosak Mithila of Shosak Upsay Savach. Shosak Upsay Savach builds for me the first step of the Schus Tchifa. It says I have a way, I have a potential way to extricate from the Savach. And here we come back to what we said before, the Hagdamah to the sugya was, the Gemara said, it's totally on the previous sugya. But only if Shosak Upsay Savach ain't Maitzin Miyadai. If Yahoch is Shosak Mithila Batsoif ain't Maitzin Miyadai, we don't say that. We don't, it doesn't help. Why? Because that's not a Schus Tchifa. Schus Tchifa is something that takes something in the present right now. And says, I'm just bringing that out. I'm just bringing Moitzi that out of poil. If I bring in a new tzad and it didn't turn, that's not going to create a schus tchifa. That's a new tzad. When you go do that, very nice. Right now you didn't do that. Shosach mitchila vatzoev. We explain all the rishonim. Either it's idos baldin, or it's a new creation that didn't turn. He stopped tining his tainer. It's a new didn't turn. It's not still coolish leave a coolish leave. It's only cool. Only Reuven's tining. It's a one sided didn't turn. Even if he's the other rishonim, we said shosach mitchila vatzoev. It's not idos baldin, but so now it's a one sided didn't turn. That doesn't say he has a schus right now in the sofik. In the Sofik of Kula Shali, he never has a Sofik. When it's going to become a one-sided Torah, then he's going to have a Sofik. I have to have a Schus in the Sofik. Oh, so that is the Schus Kifa, and that is the Tzad, and maybe it works. This is the first part of the Schus Kifa. I have a way to get it. So what about right now? Say that right now I'm not doing that. Shteido, that if I have a way to get it, even though right now, we'll see this in a second. Right now, maybe it's not Shasa Pesoy Sofak, but now I could use that. Even though right now I'm not doing a tkifa, let's say. I have since do a tkifa, I have a way to say in moitzin miyodoi. Even though I'm not doing a tkifa, I maybe could use that schus to be mandishit. Maybe I could use the schus to be mandishit. And does that mean a big shinui in the rishonim? That second step, and that second level, shal is, how do you fear us? Since I have a schus tkifa, I have a way to get a shoyis loisovach, so now I could also get it. The question is, what do you mean? What is that schus tkifa? I forgot to mention nekuda. Big word. The schus tchifa we see in the Gemara, a big agosha. We see in the Gemara the schus tchifa is not just a litmus test. Schus tchifa is not just a problem. Schus tchifa is not just a simon that says, "Oh, you lost your bialus." You didn't lose your bialus because there's a certain hechatim said that you could get it. I see that you didn't lose the bialus. It's not that way. We see schus tchifa as a positive way. I have to rebuild back my rishus. I always see that because the Gemara says on the tzad that hegdish is chal. The Gemara says the only reason why is because hegdish is came on the tokfa because I'm irosu the gevori kimisosu lehed. The Gemara says the only reason why I could use the schus tchifa for hegdish. It's only because Hegdish is considered a tkifa. Hegdish is considered, right away I take mukhzokas. If lo yitzur is chus tkifa, the fact that I have a potential, an opportunity to get it is a raya that I have bailus, what do I need the fact that Hegdish is like a tkifa? Even if Hegdish is not like a tkifa, I should be able to make a neder, I should be able to make a akno. I have bailus now, I have bailus. It showed me that I still have bailus, I still have rishus. You see in the Gemara not like that. You see in the Gemara that you can't make every asiya. The Gemara is only clearing on Hegdish which is a tkifa. Why? So that's the kinesh we just said. Because the schus tchifa is not a simon. Schus tchifa is the suffix taka took away my shlito. I have to rebuild it back. The schus tchifa is rebuilding my bialus. So what is my bialus? Look inside the instructions. What does schus tchifa say? I have the amount of bialus that I could extricate my. I could bring out moitzel poil my tzad suffix. How through a tkifa. That is ba mida ba oisem mida of the tkifa. I have bialus. In our words before. I have a tzad sofik and I have to connect to that mukhzokas. When I add the tzad of mukhzokas to my tzad in the sofik, that's the bialus that I have. Yeah. So, le'inyan, I have bialus, le'inyan, to take it b'toras a mukhzok. My tzad sofik is by me, ad kama, I'm going to become a mukhzok. If I make a hegdish, ba'isa mida, I'm going to become a mukhzok. Ba'isa mida, when I make a hegdish, I'm going to become a mukhzok. Le'gabi that, the schus tchifa helps. Le'gabi other things, the schus tchifa doesn't talk to. Schus tchifa only talks to things that I'm going to become a bialus, I'm going to become a mukhzok with the hegdish. So if that's true, we see the schus tchifa has to be used positively. The question is, how does step two accomplish? You're right that I could have a tkifa. I technically could have a tkifa. But by shnayim oisim metalis, the tkifa has strings attached. By bechor, there's no strings attached. I just have to grab it. Gvaldik, I grab it. So now I'm grabbing it through hegdish. I'm duplicating the same as that tkifa that I could have. I'm duplicating the schus tchifa. By mesusa also, by shnayim oisim metalis, the tkifa has strings attached. You need a shosu pesach sova. So where is now, right now, where is, how can I duplicate? I don't have the tkifa over here doesn't have the shatzei sava. So that's what I think you see four different shinuyim, as Shlomo we said before. The Ramban state, and Echanami, Arsugi, makes the same, Mekim, Tez, Arsugi, this din of Hegdish is only when you shatzei sava. Shimon, Beshas, the Hegdish, the Ramban, it's Poshit, The man holds like a suffix of Tosis that shtika by hegdish is no difference between hegdish and tkifa. A person is supposed to react to a ma'aseh hegdish. So shtika has the same value as it does l'gabi tkifa. And the main l'kimta is shosik p'sek savach. Tackle if you're the Ramban, aloch l'maisa. The only tzadik hegdish will be chal is only for shosik p'sek savach. But shtein Ramban. However, the Ran says l'furishness is a stimus rashi, and the Rashba also is that we're talking about even tzvicha. They don't make the kimta. They don't make the kimta the Ramban and Tosis made. Sounds like even not like that. What's tzutzich tos? This is what I want to talk to get to before. It sounds like Taka. We said before you said that if you all these four Rishonim, Shasak of Zev Sovach, what it does is it takes a tkifa that previously would have been the Halacha Moitzim Yodai, and it turns it now into Ein Moitzim Yodai. Shal is how. So Zetzich Ois, a Machalik is Rishonim, and has to do with the Shitas of Rishonim in the Din of Tokfakayim Moitzim Yodai. Das Haramban, let's try to say this for Kitzur. Das Haramban is the reason why Tokfakayim Moitzim Yodai. And the reason why Tokfatalis, again, we saw as Maitzim Yodai. Tokfatalis without a shtika is Maitzim Yodai. The answer Ramban is, he says, clearly, is because of Ukma Moni Becheska Smar. Once we shtel them, the Talis Becheska Shimon, we shtel after Yechloiku, we shtel the Talis Becheska Shimon. So, Reuben can't stop and go grab it. Ukma Moni Becheska Smar. Kanira, Lefida Ramban, the way Shasak Psei Sava helps. You have to say Lefida Ramban, it's Alderichut, Musa called Tfisa Bershus. We'll see maybe soon. There's a musa call that the Ramban says, Agam we pass in takf tokf koin, ein mitzi mi yodai. But tfisa b'shus helps. What does he say of tfisa b'shus? Ramban says, there's certain things that if they happen, b'shas the tkifa, when someone makes a tkifa. If something happens that it looks like yenim is the bailam. It looks, not just parv, not just we don't see parv. If it looks like the koin is the bailam. What's the case? The Ramban says, if the Yisrael goes and gives it over to the koin, and he hands it over to the koin. So the previous muhsik hands it over to the koin, it looks like it's a bailam pashas, no rise. But in Hilchas, what's Bezin Zet, then be the Bible? That could change the Mukhzakas. The Kalal Ramban, we'll see soon more in practice, that talk for the reason why Maitzin and the others, because you can't change the Mukhzakas. By Talos also, you can't change the Mukhzakas. But when we see Yenim as the Bible, B'shas the Tkifa, we see Yenim as the Bible, that type of Tkifa, again, the Kerech is the Tkifa. But it needs, with what has a Siyuah, that's something that's Messiah, that's Meirah Vida Tkifa. If it's Meirah Vida Tkifa, it points towards the Tkifa, that it looks like it's a Bible. So Kenzan the Ramban holds, that is the mail of Shosu P'sei Sovach. Shosu P'sei Sovach, we said it's Mestomet Dika Hida. If Reuven has a Mestomet Dika Hida, B'shas that is Reuven, Bezdin says, now I could see that he becomes the Muchzik. We previously said Shimon is the Muchzik. But B'shas and Reuven takes it, the Pashtas Shimon's being made to Reuven. The Pashtas. But Pashtas Shimon's made to Reuven, the Shtika is able to add, to be Mechazik, to shore up the tfisa, and say, we see a good tfisa. That's going to be a tfisa, she'ein moitzin miyodah. Oh, that's the mahalach of the Ramban lecher, in Shasik Pesach Sabah. But the Rajba, in our sugya, clearly says not like that, lishitosna. The Rajba is megala his ikrashita, in tokfakoin moitzin miyodah. The Rajba holds the reason why tokfakoin moitzin miyodah says the Rajba, yes, because we dan begazanusa. I'll talk about this more by Hemshah. The reason why we usually take, the only reason why we paskin moitzin miyodah is because we think he's a gazan. If you translate the Rajba to the sugya of Tokfa Betalis, the reason why Reuven grabbed the Talis Tam without any shtika, the reason why we take it is because we say he says a Gazan. That's why he says a Gazan. Zok the Rajba. Over here, the Shasil Gepsoy Sovach, it doesn't have to be a positive Hidah that builds up Reuven's Tkifa. It doesn't have to build up another Hidah. It's enough, Zok the Rajba. Shasil Gepsoy Sovach just says we don't see him as a Gazan. At the time, if Shimon looks like he's a bissel moider to Reuven, we could say Reuven. We see Reuven is a gazlan b'shas when he's taking it. It doesn't look like Reuven is a gazlan. It takes away the chesaron of making him a gazlan. The Fido Ramban shtika is doing something a little bit positive. Again, it's not the ikar koyach. The koyach is the tkifa. It has to be the ikar koyach is the tkifa. But the shtika is akapanim doing something positive. It's building something. It has to be there. The Fido Rajba is taking away the chesaron of making into a gazlan. The Fido Rajba is taking away the making the chesaron in the gazlan. Ken Zayin, we're going to go right to Tarashi and the Ramban in a second. But Ken Zayin, first, let's see the Rajban and the Ramban. The Ramban, the Rajban, she talks over here by Gdisha. We want to know, could I use a Schus Tkifa without having a Shtika Befoil? Without having a Shtika Befoil. And the Ramban state, I can't use a Schus Tkifa without having a Shtika Befoil. The Ramban holds, yeah, you can't have a Schus Tkifa without having a Shtika Befoil because a Tkifa by itself, it needs the Siyua of the Shtika. It needs something to build it up. So the Ramban had the Zayin that we're talking about, there's a Shtika. But the Rajban, Be'etzim, he doesn't need the Shtika. He needs a Shtika to take away Gzeil. That you could see a vort. This is what I heard from a basher. He wanted to tell you that by Hegdisha it's not Shaykh B'chal Gzeil. By Tkifa it's Shaykh Esad Gzeil. A Tkifa, someone's taking something. When you take something, you can't say, I'm taking something on the Tzad's mind. Reuven can't scream out and say, I'm taking something in the mind. You can't take something else to them. You take something and all to them. So for right now, Bezdin already passed in Mechzokas. Bezdin says, we see you as a Gazan. But Hegdish, make Hegdish in its nature, Hegdish, you're using your bailus, like we started the sugya, you have to use your bailus in order to be magdish. That's where it starts off. A Hegdish and you don't have bailus, it doesn't work. So Hegdish only in is as much of your bailum. The taich of Hegdish is that as much of my bailum, it's Hegdish. I'm not taking it on this side, it's mine. So that's not a Maisa Gzela. So when someone takes something on the side, it's his. We don't see a Maisa Gzela. A Tkifo, we see a Maisa Gzela because you're taking something on Kolat Stodim. That. But Hegdish, Hegdish could be there's no tzad of Gzela. So the Rashi Bilishi tells you the shtika is only take away a tzad Gzela. Maybe he was able to learn that you don't need a shtika. The Ran, I don't have time so much to be marach. The Ran learns, I think, a third way. The Ran learns that Shosip, so the Vayla we have Shosip Soy Savach Vida Ramban is somewhat like a Tfisa Brashus. Lafida Rajba is a Shosip Savach, it's a Stomade Gaida that takes away the Din Gzela. The Ran has his unique shita. He says it's a Safak Gaida, it's a Vaday Safak Gaida. We call it Vaday Safak Gaida. And the Fida Ran, the Maila of Vaday Safak Gaida, in the Sugya before, talk for the Fenenu, is that there's another Tzad that's Nistarif to the Safak. We can't say Moitzi and Miyoda because we have a Safak Gaida that's Nistarif to the Safak. You have to explain why Lafida Ran. I can't forget, the Ran itself is Masber, Bebrichos, why if you the Ran, you're allowed to use a Sus Tifo even without Shtik. I am the Ran explains, in the Antavort, that Olam Hed Yitme Hegdish. Hegdish, I need a Sus Tifo, my Sus Tifo needs a Shasib Say Savach, but the Sus Tifo, Hegdish is able to use my Sus Tifo even without a Tzad Shtik. And the Rashi, Canary wanted to say, has a fourth Mahalach in the Mile of Shasib Say Savach. Rashi wanted to say, possibly, then Shnai Moichs Metalis, but Rashi, the reason why maybe Lakuli Alma ain't Moitzim Yoda. Like Shnai Moitzim Metalis, Lafi Rashi, it could be everyone agrees, Mamasha opposite from the Rishonim, opposite from the Ramban and Rashi, in the Ran. Everyone agrees the halacha should be Mitzad the Sugiv Tokfa Koin Be'etze. It should be halacha should be ain't Moitzim Yoda. Why? Rashi Lishitos in the Beis, Rashi holds. And Shnai Moitzim Metalis is different than every Tokfa Koin. Every Tokfa Koin, Ruvain, or the Koin, is left with a sad Sophic without any Mechzokas. He has a sad Sophic in the world, it's there, but he doesn't have any Mechzokas. In Shnayim Ois Metalis, Ruvain is still Muchsik on Shimon's Chetzi of the Talis. Even though Ruvain, right now, we have a Subik if he owns the Chetzi of the second Chetzi of the Talis. And we gave it right now to Shimon. But Ruvain's a Muchsik Gomer on the whole Talis. Ruvain's a Muchsik Gomer on the whole Talis. So if you Rashi, Ken Zayin, Lekuli Alma, if I'm able to shake away Shimon, is all he's doing when we talk for Ruvain, he's not creating a new Mechzokas that wasn't there before. He's just taking his Mechzokas and he's throwing away Shimon. Lekuli Alma mitzad the Tkifa, the Alocha should be Ein Moitzin Miyodu if you Rashi. The whole issue in the sugi, like we mentioned before, the whole tzad of tzvichel of Firashi was, Firashi is that it's a maisa chatifa. It's a maisa chatifa ba'alma. A maisa chatifa ba'alma, you're not using shtika in a positive way from a kihuzel of Firashi. Nothing. You're not using shtika b'chlal just to take away maisa chatifa ba'alma. For me, Rashi, she tells us it's very geshmak. Schus tkifa, I have a schus tkifa. I don't need shtika. I just need tzvichel. So I could use that against Hegdish. You ask, but maybe he's been tzvayach. First of all, you could say the word of Rashi said before. You could also say without that. Hegdish is vada, not a maisa chatifa. We said in Rashi that the only reason why you take it away from Rashi is because we saw vandalism. We saw mugging. That's why I say Rashi. It's not because we know who it belongs to. You see someone go mugging at him. That's what we saw. The Hegdish, I don't think you see that. Hegdish, that is not just a chayfetz. You don't see him being chaytif. The whole musik of a maisa chatifa is not, it's a bad maisa chatifa. It's not shaykh in Rashi. Kenzen Rashi the Shitosoi is able to say even without Shtika, but Ikar I want, that the Shitosis, beautiful the Shitosis, but comes out, we have come out four Mahalchim. Why? This new Shas Play Sovach, Lekule, all these Rishonim, and all one base measures, that it's only helping out to the Mechzokas. It's not the Ikar Koyach in the Mechzokas, it's only helping out to the Mechzokas. We have four different ways to say it. In the Ramban, it's a Stoma Dekah Hidah that builds up his Tvisa. In the Rajba, it's a stomach, it could even be maybe a Shvacher Tzad. It's as long as it's a Papashtis Tikalida that says we can't see him as a Gazlan. In the Ran, in his Mahalach, it's a Vadei Sofak Ida. In Rashi, it's an Itzvicha. As long as you have an Itzvicha, you will be a Muxer Gomer. Oh, so getting back to this is all the Tzad of the Gemara. Getting back, we're trying to explain what is the Tzad by Shnai Meis Natalis, the Schus Tkifa lets you do a Hegdash. First starting off, we have a Schus Tkifa because Shasim Say Savach gives me a Schus Tkifa. And yet, clarity tomorrow, can I use that schus tkifa now to make a hegdish? What's the clarity tomorrow? Do we say, yeah, he has a schus tkifa? Or do we say, no? Or do we say, lemaisa holoi tokfa? It's potential. The schus tkifa is based on what potential he could do. Lemaisa, it hasn't been formulized yet. He hasn't been accessed yet. You cannot use a schus tkifa. That's the shayla of the Gemara. And if these Rosh Hashanah, that's a shayla by all three, sai by Bechor, sai by Masus, and sai by Talis. This shayla lemaisa, the lomdish shayla was never nifshat. Rav Nuna tried to be pashtid from Safik Bechares. Rav Nuna held that the issur giz of avoid is like a hegdish. It's chal mikoyach the mamon koyach. And Menuna held also that there is a schus tkifa by Becharis because he passed and they might see me other. So Meili was poishet the shayla. Now the Maisa of Mor is madche the raya of Menuna because we passed it. Mor Rabbi says we passed and might see me other. Meila and Giz vavoy the bechal kedusha by Meila shiny. So it comes out that if you look at the maskonis as you go and dav zayin, this lum the shayla was never nearly nifshat. Is a schus tkifa enough to build a hegdish? The Mor, if you look learn the sugi, it sounds like the Mor is poishet bitzaracher. The Mor says there's a new tnai in rishus. There's a new tnai in rishus. You need to be a yochel oitziv dayan. The Mor was downing that the suffix, explained before, the Mor was downing originally that the suffix is taking away my bialis, my rishus. That the Gemara said, schus tkifa is a solution that could extricate my bialis from the suffix. Zok the Mor at the end, there's a new tnai. Your bialis has to be recognizable in Bezdin. It has to be a bialis that's recognizable in Bezdin. It's a new tnai. If you don't have yochloitz v'anam, there's nothing to talk about. So Mela, the shayla is not again. The shayla of schus tkifa is a lom dusha shayla, could you have enough bialis? But the maisa is a tnai, there's a balbatsha tnai v'yochloitz v'anam, and the vada you don't have. That's the final pshitas of the shayla lehalocha. Of the shayla mamdus is left for me and you to think about. It's never ever mukhra. Is schus tkifa enough? Is it strong enough bialis? Let's go to the third sugi of tokfakoin. Sugi of tokfakoin. May see me that I don't have time. It's a mitzayin. Toisvis learns. So as we said before, learns. That by Bechor and Mesusa, the Shaila also seems to be similar to a Schus Tkifa, but Taisus is a big Shinuyim. Taisus has a unique Shita called El Gavar. Taisus holds you can't keep it, so it's not, the Schus Tkifa isn't Mukhlat. Fi Taisus, Schus Tkifa by Mesusa wasn't Mukhlat. Taka wasn't Mukhlat. So Taisus has a new, little different way to explain the Schus Tkifa. I don't know if I explain that, I'm not going to be able to finish Tokfa Koyin. We can't finish that. If the Mayayin, I ain't sure. Tokfa Koyin, Leitzir Miyodai, in Mitz Miyodai, it gets brought into the Sugi in the Chesb and Abshat. The more brought in the Sugi, Rav Nuna brought it in. The Menuna wanted to be machriya the din of Mesusa and Remela the din of Talis from Safik Bechor. It says by a Safik Bechor, it's a clear, full Safik Gomor, Lashon the Rashba and Shuvah is Safik. Safik Gomor, the Ritva says it's a Safik, even Labailim, the Yisrael himself, it's born there. He doesn't know if it belongs to the coin, it belongs to him. State Alocha Lamaisa, it's Asa Begizav Avoid, Asa Begizav Avoid. And Menuna understood that the Isser Gizav Avoid is coming from the Bailus of the coin. Hi, it's a Safik, the Alocha is a Moitzim, it's a Mechamechal Varaya. Havada and Hin Hilchis Mominis. This Safik Bechor, the Yisrael keeps it. He's allowed to eat it for supper. So why is it Chal Hasek Yisrael Avoid? Zokta Ram Nuna, we pass in Ein Leitzinu Yodah. That means he has a Schus Tkifa. The Hakayin has a way to get it if he would grab it. So Melem, because of the Schus Tkifa, he could be better Magdash it. So Yisrael Avoid could be Chal. Come to Rabbi, and Rabbi says, no, you're wrong. You're wrong on two counts. First of all, this Yisrael Avoid is not Hegdash. It's Dusha Bamei Leir Shani. And you're wrong in your hanocha. And this is where we get in the sugya tokfa koyin. Bechlal, over there, it's no schus tkifa. It's geher nishrat sugya. Because halacha l'maisa, there is no schus tkifa by Bechor. Because by Bechor, the halacha is moitzi miyodah. So now we introduce this machloikis, Rabbi and Rav Nuna, this halacha, moitzi miyodah, ain't moitzi miyodah. Maisa, the Gemara, Rav Chanina brings a raya. Hananya brings a raya to Rabbi Shita. Halacha is moitzi miyodah from Masfekis, Nechnas, and Ledir. And most Rishonim Paskin Taka like that, Halacha L'maisa, Moitzin Miyodai, Rambam is Echru HaRambam, the Rambam is Das Yochid, the Paskin like the Manawai, Ein Moitzin Miyodai. What is this Shaila of Tokfa Koyin, Moitzin Miyodai, Ein Moitzin Miyodai? So the Gemara, I don't want to get too much of the problem, I want to just take out what you take out from the Gemara. L'maisa makes it a sushtel to the din of Sveikas and Chalos and Ledir. And the Gemara says whether or not I could use a Suffolk Bechor as that Siri from Maisa is totally on Moitzin Miyodai, Moitzin Miyodai. If you know on a Moitzin Miyodai, you could use it, and that's the right. If you know Ein Moitzin Miyodai, you can't. So that the arichos, it seems to be there are two ikam halakim how to learn that clear, the din of suffik ma'aser, and that's really two ways to approach the sugya mitziyim yodei mitziyim. Rabbi Chanan said, and that's the basic way, that the manida of mitziyim mitziyim yodei is a klal, is a shayla in the chrov mitziyim mitziyim raya cheskes moment b'makom sveikis. We have a suffik, even a suffik gomor sveikah. The din of the rishonim always compare teku and shas has the same din as suffik b'cheres. We paskin if it's in yad of a muchzu, we paskin on mitziyim mitziyim raya. What is the psak of Meitzim Raya? Is it a chro of the Sharish HaSafik? Do we say the Chazoka has enough of a koyach to say, since I want to keep it by the Muchzik, we're going to be machri the Sharish HaSafik? That's one side, Dr. Rabbi Bukhanan. It's a chro of the Sharish HaSafik. Chazoka, like by Yisurim, Chazoka can be machri the Sharish HaSafik. If he that, Memelitz, the reason why he keeps it, because we paskin that it's not a Bukhar. Why Yisrael keeps it? Is it pas not a Bukhar? Avada might see in the other. Avada, if the koyin takes it, Avada, we're going to give it. We're ready with machri that it's not a Bukhar. The other side is no. You can't say a chazaka here is going to be chazaka machras. It's a sofik gomor. It's chazaka we call ukin moin hecha dekoy. It's chazaka that don't do anything. Shev al tasa, leave it where it is. We don't know. We have no idea what's going on. But leave it where it is. Leave it where it is. If he that's out, avada in moitzim yod. If Shimon take, if the koyin takes avada in moitzim yod, as Dr. Bechonim. And Meila Bechonim says, that's on that shaila is totally many other shailas. How could the Yisrael now use the chayfetz? If he has, if you hold mitzim yod, he has a vavada. He can use it for what he wants, kedushin, ma'aser, everything. But if you pass him, if you say mitzim yod, he has a masofik. Everything is a masofik. Lagavi hilchas gzeila, you don't have to be chayshus. But lagavi anything else, it's only masofik. As I learned, no b'chonim. Again, without being marach, I don't have time to go into protim now. We brought many rayas from Rishonim. It seems the most Rishonim, ma'aser, the goal. Because the Mishnah is clearly growing this way. You learn the sugi differently. I want to set this up, and I want to take it for taka viter. Do I chashuv in the setup first? And it seems to be that the learning, the manidah of mitzim yod and mitzim yod, is not such an extreme machlokes. How do we look at this suffix, a suffix gomer, when we have a cheskas mamon? I like to suggest, since many rishonim, that be'etzem b'yisoid ador, the nidah of mitzim yod and is not a colossal, it's not a huge machlokes in the etzem psak of mitzim echlavarai, two vayitz adam. It's mesuyin dika machlokes, the gabi really, ein mitzim yod and mitzim yod. What's the pshat? The pshat is, it seems to be that in the suffix, when we have a suffix gomer, we have an akuda, what I call a dimension that's sofik, that remains a sofik, and a dimension that remains a vada, the kuli alma. L'maisim itzadechor, it's a sofik gomor. Rishenim kula sofik gomor, and they can compare, and I'm chayz over this, and I don't have a way to get out of this, is that they compare it to a sveka dedina. By a sveka dedina, I'm talking about a sveka dedina, Ravina Ravashi, not a sveka dedina, we don't know the passing like the Rashi, but the Rambam. I'm talking about a sveka dedina, Ravina Ravashi. Ravina Ravashi cleared a shaila, and they couldn't get down to the bottom of it. Could you say that we're machriya the shaila over there? It's very hard to understand. We're machriya the shaila. A chazok is machriya the shaila. Ravina Ravashi couldn't get down to the bottom of it. It's very hard to understand. It would seem to be that the Rishonim understanding that in the sofik of lav dafko, there's a mitzvah nechal v'raya v'raya, have to machriya the shirish shaila to say vadi what happened in the mitzvah. We don't have to get down to the bottom of the shaila. But nonetheless, it seems there's many rais that hamitzvah nechal v'raya says that lagabe the Yisrael's achizel, his muchzokas that he has, that's vada. That's vada. He's a chizah in the Bible, he holds it, he could use it whatever he wants. That's it, he could use it whatever he wants. Heichen is kaim shnei advarim, so you want to shtel tzu. That's based on the Ran, the previous sugya. That there's cheskas mom, and there's two koiches in a chazokah. Amol chazokah is misalik the sofik. And amol is a chazokah that says, al toitzi enemy sofik. It protects the source of the chazokah. It says whatever the source of the chazokah, it says, the sofik doesn't come to the mokum and there's muchzak lono. Am achri l'shon shashayla? No, am achri l'shon shashayla. The shayla, that's something, the sofik is a bachor not. But if you want now the Suffolk Bechor to threaten and start making sveikas on the achiza of the Yisrael, that was an achiza, luli the Suffolk was an achiza vadois. You want to make Suffolks, they can't make sveikas, legabi my achiza. Legabi my achiza, al toitzi enemy Suffolk. Legabi my achiza, that's when we say there is no tzad Bechor. Oh, but the Suffolk itself is not Bechor. That's, how do you do this schizophrenia? How do you do this palginin? That's the world of Chazokas. Chazokas doesn't have to be machriya the shurish of Suffolk mitzal atzmoy. Chazokas does not have to be machriya the shurish of it, but it could say legabe hamasha muchzak lanu. Masha muchzak lanu, it defends the chazokah. Klape keeping, maintaining the chazokah. Just maintaining the chazokah. Klape maintaining the chazokah, and the chazokah is just an achiza, that's all it is. When bezdin, muchzokas isn't rais. Muchzokas is we don't know it's yours, we see it's yours. We see it as yours. That seeing as it's yours, naming on it's yours, without knowing why, without knowing the mitzvah is why, that it can't threaten, that we maintain bavada. Kaniri lekuli alma, silavim amaitim the other, let's talk dhamma to the sukkah. That's what the psak of amaitim the rai is by Sofik Bukhar. You keep it out to its enemy Sofik. We don't know what happened to Shur Shashayla. It's again a lot of other Shailas. We are machri the Shur Shashayla. Yet, Heitzachon the Shaila, this world of schizophrenia, this is what they say. Heichon edaini dina laidina. Bezdin knows they paskin that Yisrael, we'll call him Yisrael and Aaron, the coin is Aaron. Yisrael's gonna keep his achizah bevadois. Oh, but they know at the end of the day that Aaron has a tzad sofik. His sofik is the coin is tzad sofik. The shur shashayla wasn't mukher b'chalal. They know that. There's a dangling string over here that hasn't been be'etzem taken care of. So again, it doesn't bother his muchzokas. He could keep on using it. It doesn't bother me. But be'etzem, there's a tzad sofik. So how do we deal with the fact that the coin could go and now turn around the tables? How do we go with, and there's a huge hargosha in the sugya, that it seems like an old achrenim, they held. We called before that tefisa should be a factor. That the pashtus is the rishonim, the chrenim, you see in the daily chrenim. That the pashtus is that tefisa b'malchus sveika should help. The which side needed beer? The rishonim, the chrenim, all are coming to explain that side of mitzian miyoder. They didn't understand the man of mitzian miyoder. The man of mitzian miyoder needs beer. Why? Like we just started. Be'etzem the sugi is be'etzem. Even though there's a mechzokas vaday, but the shorish sevik hasn't been mukhra. Very late. Even the shorish sevik hasn't been mukhra. So the side of mitzian miyoder needs beer. So what's key to Shaila? So the Shaila is like this. The man Omer Emetzin Miyodoi, he says like this. The ma'is of the Mechzokas is Vada. But the Mechzokas is Vada, it's only as great as the reason why you're passing Mechzokas. Why were you passing? You didn't get down to the bottom of Shaila. It's strings attached. Only calls man is a Mechzik. If the Kohen is able to change around the tables, and now he's able to come and say, I have my Tzad Sofik, the Vada changes the thing. Now he's the Mechzik. How could you change it? So the Manoein Mitzim Yodah holds there's a loophole. That's what he holds. Not that true. Not that the Kohen has. I'm sorry, the Yisrael right now has Bailus Mesupekas Batsim. It doesn't have 50% Bailus. He has 100% Bailus. But that Bailus has a loophole. It could be unearthed. Because since there's a tzad in the Sofik that's not accounted for, and the tzad in the Sofik that the Kohen could bring out and threaten his Bailus, so that unearthed, that shepherd that starts tampering with my Bailus, it's a catalyst. It's a Siba to take away. And that's Shtein Rashi and the Ritva. It's a Siba to shepherd. The tzad of my Kohen shepherds my Bailus. The other man holds Mitzim Yodah, he holds. No. Once we pass in Becheskas, we close the door. We said that even if Reuven, even if the Kohen, I'm sorry, is going to grab it, we're going to say Mitzim Yodah. We're going to say Mitzim Yodah, and we have to explain why. And the same Mitzim Yodah, that, therefore, it says there's no more loopholes. The only loophole right now, anyways, he had a Vada. No, the Nidun was, maybe there's a loophole, that maybe Reuven could get it and get changed on the tables. The answer is Mitzim Yodah. We pass in Mitzim Yodah. Why? Anyone could leave for a second. I just wanted to 2 minutes. Don't believe that anyone has to leave. So it seems a very big kitzur. It seems many mahalchim in the Rishonim. However, Mitzim Yodah, it seems that there's two basic Dota Midrashim. Rashba and Tosfos say the reason is because you're a Gazel. The reason why, when the Kohen grabs it, we don't have him as a Gazel. We explain then, it seems like they're saying, you don't even become a Tofos. We don't even let you become a Tofos. The Ramban, Rashi, and the Rosh, it seems like they all say the reason is because you can't change the Machzokas. They don't bring the need of Gazel for Keret. It's very Meduyim, it's very Negea. They hold, you don't have to deal with the issue of Gazelamps. The Rashba and Tosfos are saying, like, the whole reason why it should be Mitzim Yodah is the Tzad Gazelamps. Not because you can't change the Machzokas. And the Ramban and Rashi sounds like the opposite. The answer is the way we set it up, Taka, you can hear both stutter. The Ramban, Rashi, and the Rosh, they hold you can't mention Gzela in Asugya. There's no way to say Yen is a Gzela. You first have to get down to Hilchas Mamanis. Ad Kama, the Shurish HaSofik wasn't Mukhra. You could say the Kohen's a Gazlan. The Shurish HaSofik wasn't Mukhra. How could you pronounce the person a Gazlan before you have to decide the Hilchas Mamanis? First tell me what should be the Alocha. Is it Maitim Yodah and Mitzim Yodah? Then tell me he's a Gazlan. You first have to tell me, could he change the Machzok? Because you can't say he's a Gazlan. There's no clear Tzad Gazlan here. There's zikr no tzad gazel. Those who shame hold, there's no tzad gazel. Rashi is ma'is ratifa, but in the moment is there's no tzad gazel. That's that base medrash. And it seems like the Rashi and Tosfos they were mechadish, grace achidish, that you could dan dine exalus on what is on the present. Even though after I grab it, I maybe could change the mechzokas. Since right now I'm grabbing from a mechzok, that itself is exal. Grabbing from a mechzok, who's a heintik a mechzok, even though I could change the tables, that is exal. The Mela, the Rashba, and the Tosfos were able to say that is the need of the Mitzim Yodah. The Mela, they never held of the Ramban's, you say, the Ramban and Rosh's. They never held of this, you can't change the Machzokas. About everyone, the Kuliyama, even the Man of Mitzim Yodah, you could change the Machzokas, Be'etim. If Lu Yitzu, you become a Tofus, you could change the Machzokas. Now, the Pshad is you never become a Tofus because they were Machadish, that there's a din of a Dain in the Gazlom. I want to do the sheet doesn't climb my senior. I wanted to break up, yeah, one more. Rush. Oh, I thought I'd be